Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, December 3rd, and this is Carmen Hoffman, Council 8 volunteer, reporting, and together we will do better. Our contract provides for a flight attendant on ready reserve status who is not given an assignment on the holiday will receive holiday pay for the value of the reserve day, 4 hours, 27 minutes in a 30-day month, or 4 hours, 13 minutes in a 31-day month. If you are call in reserve and released on the holiday, you will not receive holiday pay. If you're on ready reserve and do not fly, you will receive 4 hours, 27 minutes for a 30-day month, or 4 hours, 13 minutes for a 31-day month. This times your reserve hourly rate. If you're a converted call in or ready reserve and fly an ID, you will either receive stated above B, or your holiday pay will be calculated as it is for a line holder for the ID to which assigned, whichever is greater. To ensure that you've been properly credited for any holiday pay that you are due, you're encouraged to verify your DFAP and Unimatic. The holiday pay certification code is 061. If you feel there is an error and you should have received holiday pay and you did not, contact payroll via the flight attendant service team. A comprehensive article on holiday pay, as it is applied for both line holders and reserves, is available on our website at www.unitedafa.org. The third and final round of vacation bidding is now open and will close this Saturday, December 7th at 08:30 local domicile time. As in the preceding phases, it's a good idea to check remaining vacation allotments and to bid to cover yourself. You can learn more about vacation bidding at our website. With a new aircraft, the Boeing 737-900, joining our fleet, now is a good time to review the assignment of work positions. Specifically, we should remember that while it may appear jump seats and work positions are linked on the briefing sheet, exceptions may occur. Most commonly, deviation from the briefing sheet standards occur to adjust staffing. Notwithstanding, it remains our position that the assignment of jump seats does not predetermine work positions. While the jump seats are assigned in numerical order according to FAA regulations, work positions should be assigned in seniority order at the time of the working crew. Recently, the Federal Communications Committee is proposing notice of proposed rulemaking to revise outdated rules, which would permit passengers to use mobile wireless service above 10,000 feet. The FCC has scheduled a hearing for December 12th on this issue. Representative Peter DeFazio has authored a congressional sign-on letter to the FCC chairman opposing this outlandish charge. We oppose any change that will allow in-flight cell phone use. As flight attendants, we are uniquely qualified to understand the disruption and tension this will cause during flight, as well as compromise our ability to maintain order in the cabin during an emergency situation. On December 12th, the FCC will decide whether to consider the notice of proposed rulemaking, which is the first step to changing the rules. The sign-on letter by DeFazio is a response by Congress to stop this issue dead in its tracks. It is important that we make our opinion heard. Take time today to call your representative, encourage them to sign on to this letter, and tell them the FCC no cell phone use on aircraft. In keeping with our tradition, the holiday season is marked with an exception to uniform guidelines. During the month of December, December 1st through December 31st, 2013, we're allowed to wear one of the following holiday accessories listed below with the understanding that the item may be in good taste in the spirit of the holidays and reflect our professional image. Uniforms may not be altered in any manner and all other appearance regulations remain in effect. Please note that these accessories may be worn only until the last day of December and may not be worn on or after January 1st, 2014. For women, conservative holiday scarf, earrings, necklace, hair barrette, hosiery, or socks with pants only, or one holiday pin. For men, conservative holiday necktie, socks, or one holiday pin. Specifically, holiday headwear, vests, aprons, and sweaters are not permitted. From now through December 30th at 1900 Central Time, you can update your enrolled friend, spouse, or domestic partner elections for past travel program. To do so, go to Employee Res and Employee Profile. Remember, the company has created the new Primary Friend category, which allows members who do not have a spouse or domestic partner on their travel profile to designate a travel eligible who will travel with the same boarding priority as a spouse or domestic partner. If you do not want to make any changes, no action is required. Management recently informed us of their decision to replace our four existing forms we use to report onboard incidences with a new multi-use form. Called an Irregular Operations Report, or IOR, this takes the place of the current Flight Attendant Safety Report, our FASERS, Medical Emergency and Accident Report, the MEARS, Misconduct Report, and the Written Flight Attendant Report. All events that would previously have been documented utilizing one or more of the preceding reports will be reported using the IOR beginning December 5th. IORs must be completed electronically through the Flying Together website. Also, all incidences which currently require us to file a report must still be reported using this form. Management has placed glossy brochures in our domicile mailboxes with information detailing how they think reports should be completed. Be aware, they have not offered any exception to the existing policy against flight attendants using personal electronic devices on board. Rather, they have stated a notepad will be stored in our in-flight customer kit for the purpose of writing down facts you may need when you're filing a required IOR. If you have any questions about the IOR or what your responsibilities are concerning filing IORs, you can send an email to the company representative here or contact your local office. When filing an IOR, please be sure to indicate that you want a copy sent to AFA. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for flight attendants as the new United.